25 before 10 o'clock here at the Oasis in the City. In the morning set, I'm Carlos, along with Steve. Abby has the morning off. And on el teléfono, on the phone, hey, old-fashioned way, we have got Dave, guitarist Dave Corbus, joining us as we're going to talk a little bit about the compositional, the compositions and music, and just the amazing Mr. Dale Bruning. And we've got a show coming up next week at Dazzle. First of all, I want to welcome Mr. Corbus to the show. Dave, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing wonderful, Carlos. Thanks so much for having me and making the time to kind of plug Dale's show, and that's going to be great.
Dale Bruning is, of course, one of the guitar heroes in town, one of the originals. Lots of folks have rolled through town here since then, but could you just give us in a nutshell what Dale Bruning's legacy means to guitar players in Denver?
Oh yeah, I mean, Dale's a wonderful guitar player, always has been a great guitar player, and added to that, Dale's one of the great jazz teachers, and so he's just done wonderful both ways. He's got a great jazz style, a great compositional style. And he really goes deep. He goes back to, he studied with one of the great teachers, Dennis Sandoli out of Philadelphia, who also taught some of the lightweights in jazz like John Coltrane and Percy Heath. So he's got so much depth, it's crazy. And so we're always lucky to have him.
Well, you know, some of the names that I recognize on there as far as people that that have been, influenced by Dale include Bill Frisell, and of course Mark Patterson, who is part of this this show as well. Mark Simon also studied with Dale. So, tell us a little bit about what you have in mind, what you guys have in mind coming up at Dazzle. What are the dates?
Next Thursday.
Yeah, next Thursday.
Right?
Okay. Yeah.
Next Thursday. Yeah, 6:30 set next Thursday. We're going to be doing a tribute to Dale Bruning. And just because you brought that up, Carl, Dale has had a very special relationship with the great guitarist Bill Frisell. And Bill was 15, 16, youngster when he took lessons from Dale, and then came back and studied through him through his teens and into his 20s. So, and Ron Miles had a close relationship, the late great Ron Miles, and Mark Patterson, the great trombone player, who moved to New York from the area and is coming back in for this show. And then we have part of the band Convergence. So we have Mark Simon, who studied with Dale, and Paul Romaine and Eric Gunnison and myself. And so we'll be playing some of Dale's tunes, but we're going to, Dale's feeling a little better. So he's going to come out and he's going to play a duet.
Whoa, really?
With Mark Patterson. Yeah. So he had a little bit of long COVID that messed with his hearing, but his hearing's better now. So, and I just went over to Dale's house a couple of days ago and we played some of his tunes. And it was just wonderful to see him. So, we'll get Dale up and he'll play, and then we'll see if he feels good. Maybe he'll play one with a trio or something. But I think as we get more instrumentation, it's harder for him to hear. But we're going to celebrate his great guitar stylings and his great compositions.
That's a great bonus when the masters come and they, they're not like shredding, like trying to impress you with all their virtual. They just pick the best notes and they lay them on you in such a great way.
Yep. Cats like that. You just sit there and you just kind of watch. My most fondest memory of that kind of thing was we were playing Telluride once and Steve Swallow, the bass player, was there. And, of course, I was with Kenny's band, and Dave Holland was there, and Ron Carter was there. And when Ron Carter was playing, I was watching Kenny watch, and Steve Swallow watch Ron Carter, and Dave Holland watch Jim. And Ron just had everybody memorized. It was like...
That's the way it's done.
Yeah. Hey, Dave, we would be remiss if we didn't talk a little bit about some of your accolades and some of your background as well. I know you spent some time in Nueva York back in the day, man, playing Auggies. That's way before Smoke. And just some of the music and some of the musicians you've been around with back in those. I know you've been in Colorado for quite a while, but perhaps you can lay on us a little story or something from those days, man, from the early days of Dave Corbus.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was living in Chicago. We had a house, and the whole band lived there, so we got to play every night, you know, if one of us wasn't working. And then we were out partying, and we, you know, a bottle rolled in Lake Michigan, and we drank it. Somebody probably left it there. And we said, we're going to New York the next day. We all left for New York, and it was a disaster. And I was the only one that stayed. But I stayed there 12 years. So I was 19 when I got there.
Wow.
Got to play with a lot of great people. And, yeah, so I had the weekend gig a Friday night at Augie's, which is now Smokes.
Sure.
And Ben Maunder, a great guitarist, who's coming in with the Bad Plus. I'm going to go see him this Saturday. Mm. He used to play Saturday nights there. So it was a really fruitful time. And we used to play, and then we would close the doors at, like, 4 in the morning. It would be, like, an after-hours place. So it was really New York-y, and then you try to get to sleep when the sun's up. You know how it is.
Yeah. Well, 4 in the morning, then you head over to the Tin Palace or something, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, it was great being young.
Yeah, those were the days, man.
Dave Corbus on the line with us. Yeah. He and Mark Patterson are appearing next Thursday at Dazzle. It's a tribute to the music and legacy of Dale Bruning, who's going to be there and maybe play a couple of tunes. That's Thursday, the show at 6:30 at Dazzle at the Denver Performing Arts Complex.
Hey, Dave, we want to leave leave our audience with this piece from you, featured on guitar. It's from your album, and the song I selected is called Gold Leaf Street. And any words on the tune you want to mention?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we have such a deep legacy of great players, you know, and Dale's one of them, and Miles and Rudy. And this is a tune that I've always loved by Joe Bonner, the late, great Joe Bonner, who was, you know, I got to tell you one story. I was like, I went to the Village Vanguard, and I saw Woody Shaw, and it was like 1980, 81. And I was like, who's that crazy genius on the piano? And I didn't really know at the time, but it was Joe Bonner. And so when I got back here to Colorado, I'm like, I know you. And it's like, Joe. So Joe Bonner, this is a Joe Bonner tune. It's a pretty tune. And Joe Bonner was a beautiful musician who made his home in Colorado at the end for much of his life.
Yeah. We're delighted that great players decide to live here in Colorado among us. You're one of them. Thanks for doing what you do. Next Thursday, Dazzle, Dave Corbus, Mark Patterson, tribute to Dale Bruning, who's going to be there Thursday at Dazzle. Details at DazzleDenver.com.
Dave, thank you, man. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Steve and Carlos. Just love the station and what you guys do. So thank you so much, and you too. Have a great day.
We appreciate it.